This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Lightning struck at a ranch in Jackson County Saturday, killing the rancher and 34 head of cattle. 51-year-old Mike Morgan had just finished branding his cattle. He was going to start feeding them when the lightning struck and killed him. That's according to the Jackson County Coroner. This happened just northwest of Rand. Also in Jackson County, another calf has been killed by wolves. According to Jackson County rancher Don Gittleson, it was on his ranch.
Yeah, it's getting kind of old.
Gittleson said Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers did an investigation on the calf on Sunday.
The officer doing the investigation said, yeah, you know, it was obviously alive before or while they were eating on it. But yeah, it's going to be confirmed.
Gittleson says it may be the two collared wolves from Oregon because he says they are now in Jackson County. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed the wolf depredation. United Way of the Yampa Valley has received a donation of $25,000 from the Wells Fargo Foundation. It's to support the Women United Financial Literacy Program. Memorial Day ceremonies are at 11 o'clock today at the cemeteries in Steamboat Springs and Craig, and at 6 o'clock tonight in Hayden. The Tracks and Trails Museum in Oak Creek reopened this weekend after being closed for about 3 years due to a major roof leak. Nita Noggle is the curator of the museum.
It's amazing to have this open. It's been a long process. There's a lot of different elements to our history in the Oak Creek area, Phippsburg, and Stagecoach areas.
Just over $120,000 was raised from a couple of grants and from donors through the Historical Society of Oak Creek and Phippsburg, and National Honor Society members from Sirocco High School also helped. The Tracks and Trails Museums at 129 East Main Street in Oak Creek opened this afternoon, and then from noon to 5, Tuesdays through Saturdays in the summer. Kathy Gonio has been chosen as the Educator of the Year by the Steamboat Springs School District. She's a bus driver for the Severe Needs Kids, and she's been doing that for 28 of the 30 years she's been with the district. Three new highway signs are up in Moffat County with interpretive information and maps of the county. One is on the Route Moffat County line on Highway 40. Two are on Highway 13. Tom Kleinschnitz with Moffat County Tourism said Randy Looper and John Husband also helped out with getting those new signs installed. Moffat County Board of County Commissioners meets Tuesday morning. Tom Kleinschnitz will report from Moffat County Tourism. Neil Binder will report from the Office of Development Services about a bid for a tractor and mini excavator for the Moffat County Parks Department. County Attorney Rebecca Tyree is also on the agenda. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.